Unit 21, 21st Unit, Tonnerr Hunt by Lewis Allison. Did you ever hear of hunting for fish with a helicopter? That is how some fishermen find tuna. A man in a helicopter can see far over the water. He looks for large schools of tuna. When he spots one, he tells the fishermen on the ship. Then they go after the tuna. The fishermen stand on little platforms on the outside of the ship. These platforms are close to the water. Each man has a very strong pole. On the end of the pole is a short piece of line. A hook is put on the line. This hook is not the kind you would use with worms. It has feathers on it to fool the fish. When the men are ready, little fish are dropped into the water. The hungry tuna swims close to the ship. They jump and splash in their hurry to get the little fish. The men must work fast. They want to catch as many tuna as they can while the fish are near the ship. The fishermen drop their lines into the water. The tuna think the feathers are little fish, so they bite on the hooks. Quickly, the men pull the tuna out of the water. They throw the big fish on the deck of the ship. The tuna drop right off the hooks because the hooks do not have barbs. A tuna fisherman doesn't have to wait for a bite. He catches one fish after another. Soon the deck is covered with jumping tuna. This is hard work. A fisherman must lift the tuna high out of the water. If he doesn't lift it high enough, the tuna may fall on the platform with the men. A big jumping fish can break a man's leg. It can even push him into the water. Sometimes a fisherman doesn't lift his pole as fast as he should. Then the fish may head for deep water with a hook. It may break the line, and if one fish gets away, the whole school may follow it deep into the sea. Tonnerr Hunt. Did you ever hear of hunting for fish with a helicopter? Do you know what is hunting? To hunt an animal. To hunt an animal. Here he says, have you ever heard of hunting tuna, which is a kind of fish? We have the conserves, tuna in oil. They produce it in Bandar Abbas. By Shilat Company. Did you ever hear of hunting for fish with a helicopter? They hunt this fish with a helicopter. That is how some fishermen find tuna. So the fishermen, when they want to hunt tuna, they use a helicopter. One of them flies the helicopter in the sky above the boat, and he looks at water, and when he finds a group of tuna which are swimming in the water, he tells the captain of the boat, go to that place, there is a large group of tuna there, and the boat goes towards them. Now, a man in a helicopter can see far over the waters. He looks for large schools of tuna. When he spots one, he tells the fishermen on the ship. Then they go after the tuna. Now, what is a fisherman? A person who goes and catches the fish. A man in a helicopter can see far over the water, can see very far away because he is sitting in the helicopter. He looks for large schools of tuna. Look for the same as search. Where is my book? I am looking for my book, or I am searching it. He looks for large schools of tuna. School. We have students in a school, don't we? But here, a large group of fish is also called a school of fish. Can we say a university of fish? University. No. Only we can say a school of fish. When he spots one, he tells the fisherman on the fisherman on the ship. Spot. You see, I've told you spot as a noun means place. For example, where is Darab? Where is Fasa? Fasa or Darab are two small spots or places near Shiraz. In Fars province. But to spot something is like to locate it, like to find it. For example, you see, I spot the Iraqi tank. It is over there. I can spot it, means I can find the place of it, the location of it. Can you use spot in a sentence of your own? Yes, make a sentence and use a spot. I know. You make a sentence and use a spot in it. ببینید این جمله درست کنید ای تو درش به کار ببرید. شما میگین I eat lunch at 12 o'clock. حالا یه جمله با spot درست بکنید.
I spot my car
among the large number of cars. Yes. در میان اون همه ماشین I spotted. اگر گذشته شو خانم. I spotted my car. یعنی جای ماشین رو پیدا کردم. فرض کنید استادیوم 100,000 نفری هزاران ماشین اونجا هست. I spotted my car. پیداش کردم. جاشو پیدا کردم. Very good. He tells the fishermen on the ship, they go after the tuna. Go after. The same as to follow. For example, I want to go to, for example, Beresht-e Ma'asune. And I don't know the address. I ask another person, another driver. Can you show me how to go to Beheshte Masume? He says, come after me. He goes in front and I go after him. To go after, the same as to follow a person. Yes. Now make a sentence with go after. Can you? Without to. I go after him. Not bad. The thief, the robber robbed the bank. What was that? And he ran away. And the policeman went, past tense, went after him, followed him, tried to catch him. Is that correct? Yes, The dog goes after me.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. Okay, please repeat after me. Did you
follow?
این بد خورده دیگه. بله فالو
یو
او یو که معنی نمیده. پلیز ریپیت افتر می. دید یو ایور هیر آف هانتینگ فور فیش
ویده
هلیکاپتر؟ دیس ایز هاو سام فیشرمن find tuna.
A man in a helicopter
can see
far over the water.
He looks for
large schools of tuna.
When he spots one,
he tells the fisherman.
They go after the tuna. Okay, in this paragraph, who finds the school of tuna? Which man?
A man in the helicopter.
What does the man in the helicopter do? What does he do? As a result of being able to see far over the water, what does he do? Does he sleep in the helicopter? He looks for a school of fish. Okay. Does he always look for the school of fish, or after he looks for a school of fish, he does something? What does he do? For 1 hour he looks. After 1 hour, what is the result of this? No. Suppose you look for the school of fish for 2 hours and you don't find anything. Do you tell the fishermen? What do you tell them? If you don't find anything, yes, when he spots the school of fish, he tells the fisherman that I have found something. If you have not found anything, and say go to that place, they go there and say, are you mad? Are you sleepy? What's the matter? Why you say go there? And nothing is there. Okay, after the man in the helicopter tells the fisherman that he has found a school of fish, what do the fishermen do? Do they swim in the water? They go after the tuna. How do they go after the tuna? In their paycon? In their ship. Yeah. Tuna, in Farsi we say tuna, mahi tun. We say the same thing in Farsi. Listen, paragraph 2. The fishermen stand on little platforms on the outside of the ship. These platforms are close to the water. So, where do the fishermen stand? They stand on little platform. What is a platform? This is a platform. I am standing here on a platform. A platform is an area a little above the ground. Yes, yeah. Saku. For example, if you go to the train station, You want to get on the train. You go on platform number one, platform number two, and you get on the train and you go to Tabriz. Platform number three, you go and get on the train which goes to Khuzestan, to Ahvaz. Yes. On the outside of the ship, these platforms are close to the water. What is close, Mr.
Near?
Okay. Please repeat after me. The fishermen stand on
little platforms
on the outside
of the ship.
These platforms are close
to the water.
Where do the fishermen stand, Mr. Salehi?
Well, the fishermen stand on little platform.
Okay. Where is the platform?
On the outside.
Outside of the helicopter? What is it near to? Is it near to this to Tehran? It is close to the water. Thank you. Each man has a very strong pole. On the end of the pole is a short piece of line. A hook is put on the line. Each man or every man has a very strong pole. What is a synonym for a strong? Do you remember?
Powerful.
Okay, I hope you don't look at the synonyms I have given to you. Without looking at them, you should say. Okay, a strong pole.
Pole.
If you go fishing, for example, you go to Karun or you go to Sefidrud, and you want to fish. If you want to fish, you can either catch the fish by a net. You throw it in the water and you collect it. You get it near to yourself and you catch the fish. Sometimes you use a fishing pole. You throw it into the water and you pull it. In this way, you are using a pole. A pole or a rod. No, this. Yes. This is a, for example, a pole. And here there is a wheel. And you throw it into the water and you get a fish. You are standing here. This man is holding a pole in his hand, a rod or a pole. How is this pole? Is this strong or is this weak? It is strong. It is powerful. On the end of the pole is a short piece of line. At the end of the pole, this is one end of the pole, this is another end of the pole. At the end of the pole is one short line.
Line.
We have different kinds of lines. For example, that is a line.
Yes.
A thread, a line. Rismon, tanab. Cable. A hook is put on the line. A hook is put. A A hook is put on the line for catching the fish. This is called a hook. A hook.
A hook.
A hook.
A hook.
They have an expression, you may learn it if you wish, by hook or crook. By hook or crook. Crook میشه حقه. Hook هم یعنی قلاب. By hook or crook, I brought him. آوردمش by hook or crook. با کلک یا به ضرب قلاب به هر طریقی بود آوردمش خلاصه. By hook or crook. By hook or crook. Crook یعنی حقه. By hook or crook, I brought him. A hook is put on the line. Any question?
Line.
Line. Rismon. Nah. Repeat after me. Each man
has
a very strong pole.
A very strong pole.
On the end of the pole,
on the end of the pole
is a short piece of line.
A hook is put
on the line. Okay? Each man has a very strong pole. What does each man have?
He has a very strong pole.
Okay? At the end of the pole, what is put at the end of the pole? A short line. And at the end of the short line, what is at the end of the short line here? A hook is at the end of the short line. This hook is not the kind you would use with worms. It has feathers on it to fool the fish. This hook is not the kind. What is the meaning of kind? Type, sort. Pecan is a kind of car. Gian is another kind of car. Renault is another kind of car. This hook is not the kind you would use with worms. Worm.
Worm.
Worm. In a garden, when you turn off the soil, you can see worms in the wet soil of the garden. Yes. He says, this is not the kind of hook you would use with worms. It has feathers on it to fool the fish. Feather.
Feather.
Feather. Usually, the birds have feathers on their body. Does a cow, does a donkey have feather?
No.
They don't have feather. Which animal has feather?
Birds
have feather. Okay.
A fish has feather.
Which? No, those are called fin. Fin. There was a film on TV, Blue Fin. It was about hunting this tuna. Blue Fin, it was about the life of a fisherman in Australia. He went fishing tuna with his son. Do you remember Bluefin? It was shown on Iran TV. So, it has feathers on it to fool the fish.
Fool.
If you want to catch some birds, how can you catch them? You should play a trick on them. For example, you put some cereals on the ground, some wheat, some oats, some rice, and you put a trap over there. and you put a piece of line near this, for example, trap, and you go and hide in some place. When the birds, when the sparrows come and they start eating the rice, you pull the string. Yes, to fool or to trick. Yes. To fool.
Is it correct synonym fool?
For what? To fool, to trick, to deceive. Gul zadan. For what?
Pool.
No. This is fool. Pool kashidan. So, synonym. What is correct synonym for fool? Kuduman.
Correct.
هم این کروک که اینجا گفتم نه این اسم کروک حقه است، اما اون فول فعله، یعنی بول زدن، بخش خر کردن. فول یعنی ابله دیگه، ابله کردن، که ما به فارسی که نمیگیم فلانی فلانی رو ابله کرد، یعنی فول خرش کرد، فول ایجی کرد. به هر حال خام کرد بهتر، نهی بخواد بی ادبانه نباشه، خام کرد.
تریک؟
Yes, to trick, play a trick on. اونجا سینانیم شد، بعد نوشتم که Yes, this, please repeat after me. This hook, is not the kind you would use with worms. It has feathers on it
to fool the fish.
Yes. You see, this is the hook. Here, this is the hook. And there are some feathers. Some feathers on it. And when the tuna, when the hungry tuna see this hook, they suppose they have found some small fish. They jump to catch the fish. And when they jump to catch the fish, what happens? This hook is in their mouth. And the fisherman pulls the tuna out of water and drops it on the deck of the ship. But they must be very clever, very fast, and very powerful. Because sometimes a tuna is this size, very big. The man who is doing this kind of hunting must have very powerful arms and very powerful waist, very, very powerful legs to be able to pull the tuna out of water. Okay, now let's go to the next paragraph. When the men are ready, little fish are dropped into the water. The hungry tuna swim close to the ship. They jump and splash in their hurry to get to the little fish. Again, when the men are ready, little fish are dropped into the water. They have a basket of little fish. One by one, they drop the fish into the water. And the school of hungry tuna, 100 tuna are there. They are trying to catch the small fish. And one of them can catch the fish. But what happens to the other? The others are trying to find or catch the fish, but each time they eat this hook, and the fishermen take them out of water one after another. In 5 minutes they hunt 100 tuna, and that is all. They catch their fish and they go away. So when the men are ready, little fish are dropped into the water. They throw the fish into the water. The hungry tuna swim close to the ship. They come near to the ship and they jump and splash in their hurry to get to the little fish. They jump and splash. You see, little children in summer, they want to go to the yard and play in the water. They splash water at each other. Huh? They want to swim and at the same time play in the water. They splash water. Suppose there is some water here. If you hit the surface of the water with your hand like this, what happens? The water is splashed. Yes. They jump and splash in their hurry to get to the little fish. Hairy.
Hairy.
Hairy, or as the British English people say, hurry. Hairy or hurry, it means rush. What's your hurry? You say, I am late. What's your hurry? Ajanat barachiye. And I say, I am late. Diram shode. I am late. So in their hurry to get to the little fish. Please repeat after me. When the men
are ready, little fish are dropped
into the water.
The hungry tuna swim close to the ship.
They jump and splash in their hurry to get to the little fish. Okay? When they are ready, what do the fishermen do? That's Iraqi. When they are ready, what do the fishermen do? They drop little fish into the water. What do the tuna? What does the tuna do? Or what do the tuna do? Why? Why do they?
Because
they are hungry. Okay, if you are hungry, do you swim or do you go to restaurant? Why don't they go to a restaurant and they swim to the ship? No. I say, why this tuna don't go to a restaurant and they come close to the ship? Why? I know. You see, if I am hungry, if you are hungry, you go to the restaurant. You don't go to the ship. Why do they go to the ship? They do not go to restaurant, the fish.
The swim close the ship is a restaurant for these, the foreigners.
Yes, that is the restaurant. Yes, they want to, they don't have any restaurant. The sea and the ship and those fish are their food. Yes, that is the restaurant. Yes, very good. That was a clever answer. Okay, what do they do to get the fish? They jump and
splash.
And splash. Yes, thank you very
much.
بله، اونها میپرند و آب رو به اطراف میپرونند. In their hurry, در عجلشون, to get to the little fish, که خودشونو برسونن به اون ماهی کوچیک. چون تعداد ماهی‌های کوچیکی که اینا میندازن تو آب خیلی کمتر از تعداد اون تونای گرسنه است. اینها دیگه طوری به هیجان اومدن که اصلا حالیشون نیست.
فقط دارن رقابت میکنن که این برسونن خودشون رو به این ماهی ها. اونجا میگم اگر اون فیلم بلو فین رو دیده باشین، این ماهی ها رو هی مثلا یکی دو دقیقه یکی یکی پرت میکنن تو آب. اونا بعضیشون واقعا ماهی گیرشون میاد، اینا میبینن اون یکی داره میخوره که تحریک میشن که اینا هم جز بعد در این فاصله هم این تعداد ماهیگیری که رو اون پلتفرم ایستادن یکی پس از دیگری این قلابا رو که روش اون پر برای فریب اینا نصب شده هی میندازن تو آب. اینا هم دیگه از حول اون ماهی که اونجا دیدن هی میپرن که این ماهی های قلابی رو بگیرن و اینا به محض این که میبینن قلاب کشیده شد میکشن اینا رو از آب بیرون رو میندازن رو عرشه، باز دوباره فوری یکی دیگه همینطور تا موقعی که اون ماهی ها نترسن و فرار نکنن این سیل ادامه داره و این بستگی داره که اونا چقدر گرسنه باشن و چقدر طمع بکنن. اگه مثلا نیم ساعت این سیل ادامه داشته باشه دیگه ماهیگیران از توان میافتن، برای اینکه هر کدوم از این تون ماهی سنگینیه، مثلا کوچیکاش 7-8 کیلوه. حالا ببینیم بعد چی میشه، اگه اتفاقاتی بیفته اونا فرار میکنن میرن. The men must work fast. They want to catch as many tuna as they can while the fish are near the ship. The fishermen drop their lines into the water. The tuna think the feathers are little fish, so they bite on the hooks. Okay? The men must work fast. That is very easy. They want to catch as many tuna as they can. That is very easy. But again, while the fish are near the ship, while during the time that the fish are near the ship, the fishermen drop their lines into the water. Again, that is very easy. The tuna think. Do you remember a synonym for think? Imagine, suppose, believe. They think the feathers are little fish, so they bite on the hooks. Do you remember the beaver? What did the beaver do to cut the trees? Beaver, a dam builder in fair. Do you remember what did it do? The beaver cut the trees to make a dam. There was a verb used there. No. The verb for cutting the trees. Bite. Here again, bite is used. So they bite on the hooks. To bite means to catch with your teeth, with your mouth. To bite something. The dog bites a person. Yes, the snake. The snake, cobra from India. The snake bites a person. And here the fish also bites the hook. Any question? Do you have any questions? Huh? What? Catch? The same as get, گرفتن. Okay, please repeat after me. The men must work fast. They want to catch as many tuna as they can while the fish are near the ship. The fishermen drop their lines into the water. The feathers are little fish, so they bite on the hooks. Okay. Who must work fast, Mr. Joshagani?
The man.
Why?
The
Why they must work fast?
Because they want to catch
as many fish as they can. Okay, what do to catch the fish? Do they jump into the water, Mr. Ali Muhammad? Do the fishermen, do they jump into the water and catch the fish? No. What do?
They drop the line.
What does the tuna think? What do the tuna think? They think the feather
are
little fish. Use think in a sentence of your own. Make a sentence and use think in it. Yes, make a sentence, use think in it. یه جمله بسازید. Think رو درش به کار ببرید.
This book for Amjadi.
This book belongs to Mr. Amjadi. اگر بگید this book is for Mr. Amjadi یعنی برای اون اومده. منظورتون اینه یا اینکه متعلق بهشون. Belongs to Mr. Amjadi. Another sentence. Use think in a sentence, Mr. Joshavani. یک جمله بسازید think رو درش به کار برید.
I think
about
this paragraph.
You are thinking about this paragraph. Mr. Shirkhani, what are you thinking about? در مورد چی داریم فکر میکنیم؟ این که جز ساده ترین فعل هاست. You are thinking about making a sentence. What are you thinking about?
Yes, I'm thinking about
making a very good sentence.
Yes.
Okay, continue thinking. When you can, say I am ready. Okay, listen. Paragraph 7. Quickly, the men pulled the tuna out of the water. They threw the big fish on the deck of the ship. The tuna dropped right off the hooks because the hooks do not have barbs. Because the hooks do not have barbs. Quickly, a synonym for quickly.
Fast.
Yes, quickly and fast are synonymous. The men pulled the tuna out of the water. The men pulled the tuna out of the water very fast. They threw the big fish on the deck of the ship. Throw. If you want to catch a bird, if you want to kill a bird, if you want to hunt a bird, you throw a stone at it. Do you remember the reading about the catching the giants, the whales? How did they catch the whales? A man in the boat would... A man would stand in front of the boat and would throw a harpoon. Yes, throw. Something like drop, yes. They throw the big fish on the deck of the ship. Deck. There is a flat area, like a floor, on the ship for the people to stand there, to watch on other places. Yes, yes. We call it dekh on the ship. Yes. A dekh. The tuna drop right off the hook because the hooks do not have barbs.
Barb.
You see, this is a pole, this is another pole, and these are wires. These wires have barbs. Saddam used this on the front. This is called barbed wire. These wires have barbs. Sometimes this hook has barbs. No, this. Yes. You doesn't have any bar. So they pull the tuna out of water, and because there is no barb on the hook, they easily come off the mouth of the ship, off the mouth of the fish. چون خار نداره راحت از دهن ماهی در میاد. اگر ماهیگیری شما هیچ رفتین یا دیدین وقتی ماهی رو میگیرن همین ماهی های فسفلی دو دقیقه معطلی داره تا این قلاب رو از تو دهن اون ماهی بکشن بیرون چون گیر میکنه توی اون سختش و اینا اینها هیچ اینا رو نداره فقط همون نکتیزه و اینو درست از اون که میندازنش و میکشن زود میاد از توی چیز بیرون از تو دهن ماهی The tuna drop right off the hooks به سرعت از اون هوک جدا میشن because the hooks do not have barbs چون که come off drop off جدا میشه
right off
یعنی به سرعت سریع درست سریع drop افتادن drop off جدا شدن right هم یعنی just immediately همون فوری جدا میشن گرفتاری نه به سرعت please repeat after me quickly
the man
pull the tuna
out of the water
they throw
the big fish
on the deck
of the ship
The tuna
drop right
off the hooks
because
the hooks
do not have barbs.
Who pulls the tuna out of water, Mr. Shirkhani?
The fisherman.
How do they pull the tuna out of water?
Quickly.
How? چطور? Quickly. Where do they throw the tuna?
They throw
it on the deck. Why do the tuna drop right off the hooks?
Because
the hooks do not have barbs. Listen, a tuna fisherman doesn't have to wait for a bite. He catches one fish after another. Soon the deck is covered with jumping tuna. A tuna fisherman doesn't have to wait for a bite. I told you, what is a bite? To catch with your mouth. ببینید ماهیگیری معمولی، ماهیگیر به اون سیم داره نگاه میکنه، به اون نخ ماهیگیری، و از حرکات جزئی اون میفهمه که ماهی داره اونجا گاز میزنه اون تومه رو، و اون موقع است که این نخ رو به سرعت جمع میکنه به این امید که این نخ تو دهن قلاب تو دهن ماهی گیر بود. میگه که a tuna fisherman doesn't have to wait for a bite. نیازی نداره که برای اون گاز زدن اینا صبر بکنه، میندازه اون تو، ماهی رو میکشه بیرون. He catches one fish after another. Soon, after a short while, the deck is covered with jumping tuna. Any question?
What is bite?
Bite? گاز زدن، گاز، گاز گرفتن.
To
wait. You should know it. صبر کردن، منتظر کسی شدن. Please repeat after me. A tuna fisherman
doesn't have to wait
for a bite.
He catches
one fish after another.
Soon
the deck is covered
with
jumping
tuna.
What doesn't a tuna fisherman have to wait for? Mr. Muhammadi, what doesn't a tuna fisherman haven't to wait for?
Wait for a bite.
Mr. Kazemi, how does he catch the tuna? How does he catch the tuna? Does he catch a tuna once in a while? One after another. He catches the tuna very fast. Yes. What is the deck soon covered with? Why do they jump? Why? Not what? Because they are out of water. Yes, they are trying to go back to the water. Yes, thank you very much. Cover, yes, to coat, to cover, push on down. Any question? Please repeat, listen. This is hard work. A fisherman must lift the tuna high out of the water. If he doesn't lift it high enough, the tuna may fall on the platform with a man. A big jumping fish can break a man's leg. It can even push him into the water. This is hard work. Hard, the same as?
Difficult,
not easy. A fisherman must lift the tuna high out of the water. Lift.
Lift.
Lift. Do you remember Nasiri? Nasiri or Pakizajar? They were weight lifters, like this, or to lift. Here, he says, the fisherman must lift the tuna out of
water. If this fisherman is weak, he cannot lift it high enough. What happens? The tuna falls on him and other fishermen, and they jump into the water. So he must be very powerful and have the energy to throw it behind himself on the deck. If he makes a mistake, the tuna falls on his body and he may fall into the water, or other fishermen may fall into the water. So he must lift. A synonym for lift is raise. بلند کردن, raise. He must lift the tuna high out of the water. If he doesn't lift it high enough, the same as adequate or sufficient, coffee, the tuna may fall on the platform with the men. It may fall on the platform where the men are standing. It is very dangerous. The tuna falls on the poor people standing there and causes them to jump into the water. A big jumping fish can break man's leg. A man's leg. It can even push him into the water. You see? There is a tuna this size from here to the door. This kind of fish is very powerful, very strong. So, if it falls here and it is moving very fast, it can break the leg of the man. Or the man is standing and it hits the leg of the man and the man jumps into the water. So, the fishermen must be very, very careful and very strong. When they lift the tuna, they must lift it very high and throw it back. Do you have any question?
Platform, high?
High? Bala.
Platform.
I don't answer this question. The first word you have in this reading is platform, here. In paragraph 2, you have the fishermen stand on a little platform. Paragraph 2. Okay, please repeat after me. This is hard work.
Hard work.
A fisherman
must lift the tuna
high out of the water.
If he doesn't lift it
high enough,
the tuna
may fall
on the platform
with the men.
A big jumping fish
can break
a man's leg.
It can even
push him
into the water. What is hard work, Mr. Calhoun? I know this is hard work. What is hard work? Yes, catching tuna fish is hard work. What does a fisherman have to do?
The fisherman must lift the tuna
high enough. High out of the water. What happens, Mr. Joshagani? What happens if the fisherman doesn't lift the tuna high out of the water?
The tuna may fall.
There. Where it may fall? It may fall on the platform. And if it falls on the platform, what happens to the men? If it can break
The eyes, huh? The leg. The man's leg and
push
the man into the water, yes. Platform, paragraph 2. Look at paragraph 2. Question? Big صفته دیگه. A big tuna. A big jumping fish. دو تا صفته برای ماهی. یک ماهی بزرگ در حال پریدن can break a man's leg. میتونه بشکنه پای موقعی که این ماهی تو آبه کاری به انسان نمیتونه بکنه. نزدیکم برین اون آب جلوشو میگیره. اما این موقعی که داره اون طور تقلا میکنه خارج از آب، بزرگم هست، اون ذره بدنش که بخوره پای بدبخت یا پاش میشکنه یا اینکه پاش زور میخوره میفته تو آب. مرده بله
هره.
نه اون کار تخصصیه. ما ممکنه کسی سالها ماهیگیری کرده باشه مثلا، ولی گرفتن ماهی تون یه فن. اونجا هم میدونید کسی بی تجربه باشه نمیذارن بیاد چیز بکنه، به دلیل اینکه یک دونه از این اشتباه کرده. مثلا یه دونه تونو شما به قلاب بگیرید بعد نصف کاره بندازیدش تو آب، اون میرمه دیگه، فرار میکنه. یه دونه شدن مثل همه ایوانات دیگه که گله هستن، یکیشون که برمه در بره همه فرار میکنن، میگن آقا اینجا امن نیست، چه خبره فلان. اینه که باید تا اون به اصطلاح اون حقه تا آخر ادامه داشته باشه، و برای ادامه داشتن اون هیچ کس نباید اشتباه بکنه. به همین علت اون تیمی که اونجا هستن، چون اون قوت خانواده شونه دیگه، اگه کسی اشتباه بکنه اون گله ماهی از دست بره، یه دفعه یه تون دو تون ماهی از دست رفته، حالا دوباره بگرد تا باز ماهی پیدا بشه. بله نه من اینی که من دیدم تون رو من نمیدونم، ماهی های ریز رو دیدم. باز همین که من به اصطلاح مأخذ اطلاع هم این فیلم هایی که تلویزیون نشون میده، بله ماهی های ریزتر و اینا رو با کامپیوتر و اینا میره. ها پیدا کردنشون ممکنه با کامپیوتر تشخیص بده، ولی گرفتن اینو من نمیدونم. میشه این ماهی رو با تور گرفت؟ شو اینو خیلی گنده ماهی تو
دیگه از
خب باز هم و سایز اینقدر شاید مطرح نباشه، به دلیل اینکه من باز اونم ندیدم موقعی که میگیرن چقدر شلتاق میکنه اینا. اگر که اون شاید ماهی آرومی باشه وقتی تو تور میفته، من ندیدم هیچ. اگر زیاد دست و پا بزنه اونم خب احتمالا اینم همونطوره، اونو با تور میگیرن ها؟
شب تور بندید از صبح بینجر میکنن.
البته اینم هست دا. تور دیگه مثل قلام نیست که اونا عجله داشته باشن که در عرض دو دقیقه بکشن بیرون. اون همه زوراشون تو زده تو آب، هی تلاش کرده نشده دیگه، تقریبا موقعی که میان بکشنش بیرون دیگه رامه رامه، کاری نمیتونه بکنه دیگه. خب بذارید تا متاسفانه وقت نیست. Sometimes a fisherman doesn't lift his pole as fast as he should. Then the fish may head for deep water with a hook. It may break the line, and if one fish gets away, the whole school may follow it deep into the sea. Again, sometimes a fisherman doesn't lift his pole as fast as he should. He lifts his pole a little slower than usual. What happens? Then the fish may head for deep water with the hook. Head for. For example, our airplane was heading for Bandar Abbas. Yes, the head of the airplane was towards Bandar Abbas. So, Where were we going? Were we going to Bandar Abbas or were we going to Mashhad? To Bandar Abbas, because our airplane was heading for Bandar Abbas. So the fish may head for deep water with the hook. Head for means go into the direction of, go towards. رفتن به سوی، رفتن به سمت. It may break the line. Break the same as cut. Break the line. ببینید همین دیگه، من اینجا هست که هر چی هم آدم سعی میکنه فارسی حرف نزنه نمیشه. این از جایی به زبان انگلیسیه که برای چیزای نرمم اینا کلمه شکستن، مثلا میگن break the tape، به جای اینکه بگن قطع کردن یا بریدن از شکستن به کار میگن. این هم جدی میگم، این موضوع شایان تحقیقه که شاید اینها خیلی دیر متمدن شدن و ابزار برنده رو دیر به دستشون اومده که هر چیزی رو قطع شدنش هم با شکستن یکی میدونن، در حالی که پاره شدن و قطع شدن فرق میکنه تا شکستن. به هر حال break the line یعنی cut the line، break the tape یعنی cut the tape. پاره شدن، حالا این چی جوریه دیگه. هیچ وقت cut نمیگن، چون cut فعل متعدیه، شما میبرید، در حالی که break فعل لازم خودش قطع میشه. was broken what did. البته در مورد پنجره و اینها میشه به این معنای قطع شده، چرا میشه. the tape was broken by Ali احتمالاً، البته الان نمود، ولی به حالتهای دیگرش به معنی پارگی نوار اینا اگر نباشه میشه پنجره شکست توسط اون، اما به این معنا رو باید نگاه کرد. And if one fish gets away, and if one fish runs away, the whole school, all of the school of the fish may follow it deep into the water. Go into the water. Go to the depths of the sea. To the deep part of the sea. Do you have any questions about this part?
Deep.
Yes. Yes.
High.
The sky is high. Bala. Deep means go to the bottom. Go to the floor of the sea. Go to the floor of the pool. Here it means deep, amir. Any question?
Whole.
Whole means all. همه، تمام. All I have written in your... Don't you have it in your list of new words? Follow means go after. تعقیب کردن، دنبال رفتن. Whole یعنی ویل یعنی نهنگ، اینجا نداریم که. وایل یعنی وقتی که. اوکی پلیز ریپیت افتر می. کوئسچن؟ نو کوئسچن؟ ریپیت افتر می.
Sometimes
A fisherman
doesn't lift
his pole
as fast as he should.
The fish may head for deep water
with a hook.
It may break the line.
And if
And if
one fish gets away,
the whole school
may follow it,
dip into the sea.
What doesn't a fisherman sometimes do, Mr. Kazemi? What? How?
Paul as fast as the
as fast as he should. If the fisherman doesn't pull his pole as fast as he should, what happens, Mr. Kavusi? If the fisherman does not lift his pole as fast as he should, what happens?
The fisherman is more deep for
the water. How?
For deep water with the
Hook. How? In answer to how you say with the hook?
It may break the
line. If one fish gets away, what happens to the rest of the fish? The whole school may follow it. Unit 19. Did you do the exercise of Unit 19? Unit 19, exercise. Mess of coffee, number one. Page 39, yes, number one. Some people. Which is correct? B.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers. Number two. Pilots. What is a pilot? The captain in the airplane is called the pilot.
The pilot of the big
plane. Sow. Sell what? Submarines? Did they see three submarines?
Some with
three bright lights. من باید این یه روزی نمره ها رو بذارم اینجا ها. نوزده و بیست تحلیفتون بوده دیگه. حالا برای جلسه آینده بیست و بیست یکه. بیست یک خوندی؟ نه بیست یک و بیست و دوه ببخشید. اونجا برید اون لغت ها رو لطفا بگیرید. الان باید اون لغت ها ممکنه یه نفرتون بیزحمت بره ببینه اینو زیراکس کردن این ورقه بعدی رو. ببخشید آقای خانم که الان میخوام اون لغت های درس بیست دو رو بهتون بگیم، اگه باشه خوبه. من دو هفته پیش دادم. امیدوارم زیراکس کرده باشه.
Three bright white lights.
این معنیش اینه که شما اینو مطالعه نکردید. سه نور درخشان روشن، روشن درخشان. معنیش روشن شد؟ مثل سالی. Next one.
When the plant begins to land, the saucer flew away.
The saucers flew away. Mr. Kazemi.
Scientists ask questions about the saucers because they want to Learn all they can.
Yes, thank you. Number five, Mr. Joshkani.
Scientists say that while people play or land
saucers
come from other world.
Yes. Number one. Scientists say that what people believe are flying saucers. Okay, yes. C is correct. Sometimes cannot be explained. جواب صحیح C. Come from other worlds که واقعا در این ریدینگ همچی چیزی نگفته. گفته که بعضی از اینا رو میتونن توضیح بدن، بعضی ها رو نمیتونن توضیح بدن. پس C درسته که sometimes cannot be explained. بعضی مواقع توضیح نمیشه براش داد. بعضی مواقع هم میشه توضیح داد. دانشمندا میگن بابا این که شما دیدین از این هواپیماهای مدل جدید بوده. شما فکر کردین بشقاب پرنده است. یا ستاره بوده یا سیاره بوده. ببخشید. Next one. Number one.
Riding in a plane. Passengers.
Number two.
Began
star. Ted. Good. Next one. Bright. Shining. Number four. Queer. Strange. Queer is a synonym for strange. عجیب و غریب. البته این سینانیمیه که کتاب داده. من سینانیم دیگه ای داده بودم. سوال محمد نمبر
All.
همه. حاضر نبود؟
نه.
All.
همه چی؟
این چی نیست؟ خب اینجا دیگه اونی که تو کتاب نوشته تو پاراگراف 9 اش هم داره، دو تا حرف دیگه هم بیشتر نداره، آل میشه دیگه. Next one. Up. Number 7. Carried. Number 8.
Time between day and night. Evening.
Rushing along, racing.
Racing. خب. Unit 22 اینه که شما باید بخونید. من لغت‌ها رو در آوردم دادم اونجا، حالا تکثیر نکردن لطف کنید. من دیگه تا چهارشنبه اینجا نمیام. شما که هستین فردا بگیرید لغت رو.
درست پنجشنبه به چهارشنبه؟
بله. بله چهارشنبه از 2 تا 8 من باید اینجا باشم.
یعنی اون کلاس 8 تا 9 و 40 دقیقه 2 تا 3 و 40 دقیقه.
بله. همین ترتیب. بله. نه دائمی. شما 4 اشکال برخورده دیگه. اینجا هم از لحاظ چیز، از لحاظ موتوری و اینا مسئله دارم. منم اول همین یه روزش هم قبول نمی کردم بیام، ولی بعدا دیگه به خاطر اومدن اینجا من دیگه نیرو هوایی نمی رم. در نتیجه بعد از ظهر آزاد شدم. بعد من گفتن شما اگر میتونی یه روز دیگه هم تو هفته بیای به جای پنجشنبه، چون پنجشنبه اینجا با این تعداد معدود ماشین که در اختیار هست و کثرت آقایونی که از تهران میان مسئله هست، چه صبح از لازم اومدن چه بعد از ظهر از لازم رفت. بعد بالاخره اینجوری ترتیب کار داده شد. اگر کلاس اولی 2 تا 4، اگر دومی 4 تا 6، اگر آخری 6 تا 8، بعد سانس بعدیش هم حالا هنوز افتتاح نشده. میخواستم این لغت ها رو بهتون بگم. نه چشو آخر پیدا کردنش طول میکشه. میخواین اونو بخونم بلکه به لغت برسیم اونا رو بگم، اون خوبه. Your trip to the moon. The sun is rising as your rocket ship lands on the moon. Land the same as touchdown. نشستن. It shines from rising بالا میاد. It shines from a black sky. Shine the same as glimmer and glitter. And you can see millions of stars. The sky is black because there is no air for the light from the sun to go through. On the earth, light from the sun catches dust in the air. This makes the earth's sky look blue. گرد و غبار. As you jump out of the rocket, something strange happens. You find yourself going up into space. A jump of 6 feet sends you up 36 feet on the moon. Why? The moon is 4 times smaller than the earth, so its pull on things is less. Pull here means gravity, جاذبه. A boy who weighs 120 pounds on the earth weighs only 20 pounds on the moon. You turn around to tell Jack about strange things that are happening to you, but you can't see him. Is she lost? You look all around, but no Jack. You are all alone on the moon, and you don't know how to fly the spaceship. Again you look toward the ship. There he is. He was hidden in the black moon shadow of the rocket and could not be seen. Shadow, a patch of shade, saye. You shout to Jack, but he can't hear you. Shout, the same as call. There is no air to carry sound. Call, seda zadan. Shout. By waving your hands, your arms, by shaking your arms, tekan dadan, you make Jack understand that you want to see more. You climb back into the ship and take off. Climb back. Climb the same as ascend, go up. Saud kardan, bala raftan. Below, under. You see what looks like a river, but there are no rivers on the moon. This is a huge crack, thousands of feet deep and about 100 miles long. Crack, shekov track.
Huge.
Huge, very big, colossal.
This is a huge crack, thousands of feet deep and about 100 miles long. You fly over many mountains. Some of them are almost as high as the highest mountains on the earth. When the ship flies over dark gray plains, you see thousands of big holes called craters. Crater is the opening for the volcanoes, دهانه آتش فشان. Jack heads for the biggest one. He parks the ship and you walk along the top of the crater. This is 50 miles wide and 50 miles deep. The sun is setting or going down. غروب کردن. It is time to leave. You have spent a full day on the moon. But a day on the moon is not a 24-hour day. It is a two-week day. The moon night is beginning. Like the moon day, it too will last 2 weeks. The rocket rises over the crater and starts towards the earth. It races through space. Race means to go very fast. Before long, it roars to a stop in a green field. Your trip to the moon is over. Your travel to the moon is over, is finished. Okay. If you have any questions, you can ask. Please study this unit and be prepared for unit 23 next time. Two units.